This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere from a special place in hell, Saul Alinsky, forced to watch C-SPAN for eternity, is laughing.
I suppose given a choice, I think I would pick hell.
Reveling in Joe Biden's textbook example of a speech utilizing every rule for radicals he could jam in.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Biden's address of doom arrogantly rattled on, knowingly ignoring the criminal double standard that the speech was perched upon like a gargoyle.
And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election.
He is an illegitimate president in my mind.
Could you be my vice presidential candidate?
Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put in office because the Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president-elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
Do you believe Trump is illegitimate president?
What I believe is that there's no question that the outcome of this election was affected by the Russian interference.
And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness.
He has never done anything for not even one person that I know of. I never heard anybody say anything about him. And people want to talk about Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. Why is this man over there taking care of people at the border? We hungry. We need a place to stay. We feel like we're in a concentration camp.
After the country endured millions of dollars in damage and deaths due to the left's unchecked goading of violence.
And this is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
You got to be ready to throw a punch.
You have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
But I thought he should have punched him in the face.
I feel like punching him.
I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
It's just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies.
How many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about it.
I said, you're not getting a billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money.
Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
And as the senile placeholder for globalism was slowly helped away by his racist first lady, most Americans knew Joe Biden's speech would go down as one of, if not the darkest speech in American history by a sitting president of the United States. John Bound reporting.
All right, you've been patient, you've been holding. We're back in 1 minute. We'll write your calls. Get ready. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, Matias Desmond was just on with us for an hour and 45 minutes, and it was powerful. And I appreciate all these callers who were on before that. Holding, I'm going to go to every one of you this hour. And I'm just going to try to go to you and shut up and let you talk and make your amazing points. I'm going to move to the next person. People that agree, people disagree. I'm just going to you the order that the calls were received here after Biden's big dictator speech. But I got to just say, if you just joined us, we aired that five-minute John Bound report that is the best crystallization of what Biden did last night. Dark Brandon speech of doom, special report at InfoWars.com and Bandai Video. You need to watch it. You need to share it. It's all up to you now. Carlos in Canada decoding Biden's incredible speech last night. What do you make of it? Do you think my analysis has been on target, or did I overblow it, or did I underblow it?
I can't help it. I'm a cognitive psychologist. So when I hear the speech and I watch most of it, I have to tell you, I couldn't stop but analyze it. I usually analyze political speeches along four lines, and I'll go quick. Fear, what motivates this speech? Is it fear? Is it a question of self-service? Is the person trying to talk about the greatness of his agenda or whatever? Is it a question of pride? Or is it a question of solicitation? Get my vote, or, you know, let's go. In the case of President Trump, for example, there's a lot of pride of America and so on. Not very much self-service, although he mentions his achievements, of course, but not in the sense of how great I am, and rather in the context of solicitation, he simply, you know, tries to denounce what he considers to be unacceptable.
Sure, he's advertising his service.
Right, and he's not driven by fear. This speech last night had very, very little pride. It was self-service to the point of his fear of democracy and the election giving validity to his election, which we know he didn't get 81 million votes, obviously, okay? So somewhere along the line, this man is living in fear. And I would like to even more consider that in the context of solicitation, there wasn't very much, and in the context of pride, there was almost none. Pride of America, pride of what it is. What you do find is that in the sense that the fear gives rise to three things. The names of the threat, the people, for instance, which he calls, Clinton called deplorables, later they become insurrectionists, they then become terrorists, and you would consider them now terrorists, enemies of the state, just because they are, Republicans, he says, there are two of them, good ones and bad ones.
Those that submit to him, those that don't. Well, that's what I got, was weakness and fear by them trying to project power with troops and red backgrounds and authoritarian iconography, but I took it as a declaration of war.
Exactly. And what happens is that, as the great Professor Desmet just mentioned, they try to focus fear in the people, because people always have fear. And the Professor Desmond, by the way, he even used some of my favorite quotes. I mean, this man is dead on. He should be, I think, followed up by what, if I ever have the time to have another interview with you one-on-one, we'll take you to the second stage, which is to apply it to the globalists, okay? And why? What motivates them? And why they're doing what they're doing, which is...
Well, yeah, we should talk about if they got full control under the mass formation psychosis, which they didn't get full control, where would they take us if they got full control?
And what motivates their fear? Because they have a belief, and they're protecting something very dearly to which... You as and I as individuals in free will, okay, threaten them, threaten their portfolio or threaten their status, and this is what usually drives the, if you want to call it the drive to totalitarianism, is the fear of losing status or losing wealth.
Well, the bottom line is they've come to the end of their Ponzi scheme. They're all about to go to prison. So they cook up the environmental threat and make them the saviors and pose like, the earth's collapsing because you're bad, but we're going to take over and run it for you when they're the bad managers to begin with. I mean, I think that's the simplest analogy.
And the fear comes from, and I would love to know who wrote the speech, by the way. That's more interesting than who gave it, okay? Who wrote this? Because what it represents is clearly that the Democratic Party has lost its agenda completely. They started by trying to polarize whites against blacks. Well, it didn't work because when President Trump said, hey, what did they do for you lately? Well, that just fell apart. The second thing is that having failed with that, they tried to put deplorables against what they would consider rationals. But, of course, that didn't work either. Then they went to Black Lives Matter. And then that didn't work either. They brought in these people from Latin America who are Christians, for the most part, who are people who want to make America great again, who want to live in America, like the movie West Side Story. And these individuals coming from Latin America, they're not going to be happy about the sexual revolution or the alphabet. They're not going to be very happy about being told to be autocrats, okay? Because that's what they left behind. So they are losing on all, and they're motivated by fear because there's not enough time for the next election.
No, I agree. So what do they do next? I saw this as
what do they do next?
Pre-priming things for a false flag.
I think it's time. I tell you, I fear that by the end of 2024, as many as 4 or 5 past presidents of the United States will be dead. One of them, at least one, assassinated. And the reason why that is possible is because of the discernment of history, Alex. We've been there, you and I, so many times. And I believe sincerely that the assassination of President Trump solves so many problems for so many...
Oh, I totally agree. Trump should be, they definitely want to kill him.
Yes, and blame it on Iran so then they can have a war and take the attention from everything. Because I believe with sincerity that... You know, they're not going to have President, Trump killed before the November, obviously not. But certainly, if you're going to have Clinton, run again, she cannot have the baggage of President Bill Clinton with her because that doesn't work too much, you see. So in all matters, the next 2 years are going to be determinant in history for America. Either we're going to have, as Professor Desmet pointed out, a rebirth and freedom to a new world, to a great technologically assisted universal progress of entire mankind. We're not talking here about one Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. We're talking about 2,000 years after of Christianity, leading democracy, free will. All this is a new birth, or... It could be totalitarianism and the end of freedom and individuality.
That's right. We're at the crossroads. Beautifully said. I got to get to everybody. 6 minutes to the caller, but we got to get to everybody. Amazing points. Samuel in Oklahoma, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, quick plug. My copy of The Great Reset just came in, so everyone go and get that. I got out of the Marine Corps last year right before they mandated the jab. And what I have to say is this administration is tyrannic. They don't want leaders. They want yes men. Ask Lieutenant Colonel Scheller what happened to him when he spoke out. Everything they tell you is a lie, and they have a monopoly on information. They want the truth suppressed and freedom eliminated. The Biden administration are the puppets for the New World Order. It's critical for people to wake up before the midterms. But I do have some good news. I'm the chief operations officer and co-owner of Mumble It Social. Mumblet is a truly free speech social media platform that's on Android and iOS. Alex, we got your profile on there, and we're trying to re-platform people who've been banned by Big
Tech. Well, that's beautiful. Tell me, how do you spell it out?
M-U-N-D-L-I-T.
We'll put it up, brother. Tell us more about it.
It's a free speech, open platform. We have your account on there right now. It came from an InfoWars email account, so I think it's legit. But we don't ban our users based on political beliefs. All voices matter on our platform. It's veteran-owned. It's me and my partner. We own it. We don't have a board of directors telling us what to do. We get our input from our users.
Well, that's beautiful. We can see it. Looks interesting, brother. But what you're doing is the future. What do you make of Biden's incredibly draconian speech last night?
It's kind of sad. This is the point that we've gotten to. And, I don't know a single Marine who voted for that guy. You know, they either voted for Trump, they voted third party, or they just didn't vote. I don't know a single person who wanted him in office, but he did. He's in there now. And as far as his speech goes, it's just, it's a lie. You can tell it's a lie. Like, nothing he's saying anyone believes.
Absolutely. That's why he's a dictator. Stole the election. Al wants to cement.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for holding all that special guest was on. It was an amazing interview. It'll be archived later today. Man, that video, and I suggest you share it if you want to win. Mike in Texas, my fellow Texan, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Well, I'm a long-time listener. I've been listening to you for 17 years, and I'm very amazed of the job that the Lord has done in your life and the way you conduct yourself with the InfoWars. I think it's time for you to take it to another level. Like tapping into their unconscious. There's, I don't know, I think you've had him before. David John Oates is the guy that he talks about reverse speech analysis. I just had one idea. I remember when you used to have everybody have, a contest of painting the face like Joker and all that stuff. Why don't you have, people do a reverse speech, or you have your crew to do a capsule, a minute, 2 minutes of reverse speech analysis like this. Biden the last one, and maybe we could know what they really thinking.
No, I hear you, but I mean Biden's speech was very clear. The American people are the enemy. We're getting ready to carry out terror attacks. We've all got to be arrested. The former FBI deputy director basically said that. I mean, I hear you. I think I had that fellow on 20 years ago. I'm not saying it's not a real science. It's just that. When Klaus Schwab says we're setting up world government, we're going to get rid of everybody, when they're saying it forwards, I can't get the public to care about it. But, sometimes they do listen if it's backwards. It's just because people like stuff that's interesting like that. So, I mean, maybe I should have them on.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. The other one was just talking about the reservation of rights. Maybe it's incumbent for us as citizens now to differentiate between the jure jurisdiction, de facto, and what the Almaty jurisdiction is all about. I do logistics for a living, so I have to deal with steamship lines, breaking the contract for people like you and I under the uniform commercial code. So I think it's eminent for now. Howard Freeman said, he said once, he said, I send you out like sheep in the midst of wolves, be wise as serpent and harmless as a dove, Howard Freeman. So I think it's those two things, you tapping into their subconscious and exposing them at that level, and don't care about if it's true or not, or just, make some sense out of it, because the desperate times call for desperate measures.
No, I hear you, brother. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much for calling. Thomas in Texas, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I think it's great to come in after that professor, because that was kind of the point I was going to make after that Biden speech. Maybe this has to happen this way. I broke out of mass formation because I spent time in the Middle East and it woke me up 10 years ago. But I have so many family that are all connected to this beast system and they run all the parts of it. And I think this is what it's going to take to get people to disconnect, to stop feeding this beast.
Well, John Podesta, they just announced the Pizzagate guy, is going to head up the Office of Destroying U.S. Industry, known as the Clean Energy officer setting up. What do you make of that?
Oh, John Podesta, yeah. He's bad news. Everybody knows that. So how that's even possible? It's just more of the same. They're like you said, Alex, they're poking us, trying to get us to react, and they don't know what else to do to make us react. So they stick the puppet up there, tell everybody that we're all threats, but we're all together. Those people are the minority, and they know that. So what crescendo we meet is, again, like the professor said, he said it so great. I'm nowhere near his education, but he said, just stick to your humanity and we will get through this, because they are trying to make us all animals. And so far they haven't done it. With all of these prodding and poking, it's still not working to their
advantage. They want to make us animals because they're lower than animals. Thomas, thank you so much. Tim in Seattle. You're on the air, Tim.
How's it going, Alex?
Good,
how
brother.
Have you been?
I'm all right.
Good. Right on. Well, I just want to let you know that the narrative doesn't hold when they analyze the West Coast of America, because I've held so many protests and rallies, and I've confronted Antifa, I've confronted DSA, and there's been no violence on our end whatsoever. They can't. It just doesn't hold up. It doesn't hold at all. And so I just want to encourage everybody to just get as loud as possible, get obnoxious as possible, but stay civil. You don't want to offend people. You don't want to get in their face, but just at least broadcast as loud as possible what's going on in the world to the point
where... Well, exactly.
Where
they're trying to label us as violent when they're the violent ones, which shows to me they're going to stage false flags. That's the whole narrative of today's broadcast, was the fake president was saying, with troops and a red background, the American people are our enemy and we're coming for you. I mean, it was insane.
They know that that's not the case. Just like, I mean, I guarantee you I have an FBI dossier. I mean, they know I'm not going to do anything. They've known from the get-go. I used to go to Antifa rallies unarmed. You know, I'm 5'3", 5'4". I don't stand a chance against a mob, but I'm not afraid. And that's the whole thing, America. You need to not be afraid at this moment. You need to be fearless. Because they don't know what to do when you're fearless. Because they can't reason with you. You've already made up your mind. You're fearless. They have no control over you whatsoever. So when I sit at the Gates Foundation with my bullhorns going, I'm not afraid of what the police, the feds, the FBI, none of that. I don't care, because it's what I need to be doing in order to speak the truth.
How do people find your videos? I've seen them. They're amazing.
It's really hard for me to keep a social media presence right now. But actually, there's another thing I wanted to talk about. I could just give you a couple seconds. September 12th to the 13th, 2022, at the Semaya Mu Resort in Blaine, Washington, is the 6th Annual Cascadia Innovation Corridor Conference. This is the Western States Pact combining with Canada. And there's going to be some speakers there. Christian Gregoire is going to be one of them. Oh, Bill Gates is going to be another one. He's going to have, I can give you the website. It's nickcascadia.com/conference/. If you can find it on, you can bring it up. We're going to stay. It's like a Bilderberg group meeting. This is what this is for the Western States Pact. So we're going to go. We're going to bring a presence of liberty, freedom, and fearlessness. You know, they can't make us violent.
Beautiful, beautiful, violent. Tim. We'll watch that as it unfolds. One more call before we go to break. Tony in Illinois. Welcome, Tony.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah. I'm thinking our goal is the peaceful transition of power. And that's also a problem. So kind of in light of that fantastic discussion with the professor, is kind of thinking of a framework of seeing and acting to achieve that goal and solve that problem. So I have, I broke it down into two quick arenas and with one successful example. So the arenas in order of importance are the spiritual contest, that is for sure first and foremost, as you and the professor pointed out, and then the political contest. And the spiritual contest is in two different parts, the individual, our individual prayer, focus, discipline, our restraint, and centeredness, and that's critical. It starts with that, our connection to God. And then together as a community to freely choose to build that common ground, to use the peaceful strategy and approach. Now, the example where this was put into place and then it segues into the political contest is Leipzig, Germany in 1989. And there's a great book about that called The Berlin Journal. And it was the transition out of Germany from the Soviet Union into away from that. And it started out with small prayer vigils at the...
Hold on, Tony, don't hang up. This is important. The fall of Berlin Wall's key. We'll finish up with Tony and take the rest of your call straight ahead. Please, stay with us. Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost for affordable food. So go to preparedtoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
going to happen here. Tyranny will fall. It always does. Tony?
Yes. So at the Leipzig Cathedral, people gathered in 1989 and started out with these small vigils, candlelight vigils, and it caught on like the zeitgeist. People, it grew and it grew, these candlelight vigils. And then it spread to every town and city in Germany. And that was a beautiful segue, a building of this spiritual connectedness and people not feeling alone and having the same wants and desire for a peaceful transition of power to the political contest. And there, Alex, of course, you get an A+. The three different parts of that are the information war. The truth will set you free, and you've just done an amazing job, and your guest was just couldn't have been more on point. And then you have the local politics, and of course, Steve Bannon, who you've been talking with lately, he, in the Alex Jones fashion, has just been battle ramming out that we have to participate in the local party politics. We have to participate in the local elections at the polls to be judges and poll workers, and then interface with your elected officers. And finally, we have law enforcement, and we have this incredible tradition in the United States of a peaceful transition of power. So we have the whole systems in place, and locally we have the sheriffs, and we need to work with the sheriffs, the constitutional sheriffs, and I think we'll be okay, but they are going to try to rock our world. I think you're right on.
I agree with you. They're going to stage false flags. I don't know how we stop that, but at least we can get ahead of it and warn people. Thanks for the call. Powerful call. Okay, let's talk to Josh in FEMA Region 8 and then Hank in Texas who disagrees. Go ahead, Josh. Josh, you there? All right, Josh is gone. Thank you, Josh. Sorry to get to you quicker. Let's go to Hank in Texas. Go ahead, Hank. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. This is a nation that honors our Constitution. We do not reject it. This is a nation that believes in the rule of law. We do not repudiate it. This is a nation that respects free and fair elections. We honor the will of the people. We do not deny it. And this is a nation that respects, that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence. We're still an America that believes in honesty and decency and respect for others, patriotism, liberty, justice for all, hope, possibilities. We are all still at our core a democracy. And for a long time, we've told ourselves that American democracy is guaranteed, but it's not. We have to defend it, to protect it, stand up for it. Each and every one of us, that's why we're being asked as a nation to come together to unite behind a single purpose of defending our democracy, regardless of your ideology. We're called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who put their own pursuit of power above all else. We the people will not let anyone tear us apart today. Today there are dangers around us. We cannot allow it to prevail. You hear it more and more talk of violence as an acceptable tool in this country.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you for a minute because you're reading off. Hold on, you're reading off a script here, Hank, and that's fine. But it's the Democrats calling for violence. The Democrats burning down cities. The Democrats saying Republicans are going to be violent, but Republicans aren't calling for violence. So, what is your point here? Violence is cutting little boys' penises off. Violence is letting child smuggling across the border. Violence is devaluing the currency. Violence is shipping high-tech weapons to fight Russia and Ukraine. Violence is all the things we're witnessing. So you say you disagree. What do you disagree with? Because the former deputy FBI director said the Trump supporters are terrorists. We need to go after them. They said, the press secretary said, this speech means questioning anything we say is bad. That's authoritarian. And if you can't look at the smart meters controlling our houses, and if you can't look at all the draconian energy shutoffs, I mean, are you trying to say, number one, I can play you an hour of Democrats in the last three, four elections saying Republicans stole the election. And I think in some cases it was probably true with Gore versus Bush. I'm up for Gore, but I think there probably was stolen from Gore. But the point is that you have a right to question an election. It's not election denial to say, I think that election wasn't fair. It's why we send the State Department around the world to oversee other elections. So are you saying it's wrong to have the right to question an election?
Not at all. What I'm saying is I disagree with you. And I'm asking
I want you to get your disagreement. But what about Democrats going around the country with 30-some congressional seats and other places trying to bar people from running for Congress so that voters can't vote for them because they question the 2000 election? How is barring somebody from office because of their political views and not blocking voters from their will? How is that not election meddling? How is Hunter Biden's laptop, the FBI knew was real, buried, and then they go to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and Google and say, bury this story? How is that not election meddling?
Is there anything in what I just said earlier, what I read off that you said I was reading from a script? Did you hear anything that you disagreed with?
I hear you reading Biden quotes out of context, and the full context is the Republicans are planning violence.
Actually, it wasn't out of context. It wasn't out of context. I read it exactly.
Okay, great. The Democrats are all over the news saying Republicans are planning violence, and Biden falsely claimed that I've got the clips right here, that Republicans are promoting political violence. Who is a Republican promoting political violence?
I'm not going to speak to that directly.
Put him on pause. Let me look at the clips here. Biden, clip 10, MAGA Republicans embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. The Democrats say go out and confront people, burn stuff down. We just played John Bowne's report earlier. In fact, get John Bowne's report ready for next segment. I'm playing it again just for Hank so he can respond to it. Biden, there's no place for political violence in America, period. We the people must say this is not who we are. So his idea is saying the Republicans are doing that. You're right there. Clip 7, MAGA Republicans do not represent the Constitution. Really? They do not believe in the rule of law. Really? They promote authoritarian leaders and fan the flames of political violence. That's an attack on the other party, acting like it's illegal, with troops standing behind him at a nighttime ritual. And then I've got the White House press secretary here saying that if you don't agree with what the majority says, you're an extremist and a bad person. You know, you got a minute. You got a minute here, Hank. I'm going to come back and play this report just for you, which you're going to hate. But just go ahead.
So I just want to say that there's one of two things going on. Either you definitely need to go back to high school and learn how to read and understand, or you are lying to your audience and you're lying to the world because just so that you can make money. And
I should go get another worthless college degree and then I can be super smart. Biden wasn't standing there with Marines behind him saying that his political enemies want violence.
No, I said high school because you don't have.
I know I'm not an elite, but you're successful. I'm not. I understand. I appreciate your call. Always the leftist arrogance. Oh, Jones, you're so stupid. You don't know. Well, they're really scared, folks. They got their people going hard here because a lot of liberals are going, wait, I do with the red background, the troops? Talking about our political enemies want violence? I'm going to tell you again. This criminal government has a long history of staging stuff. I believe they're getting ready for false flags.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From Nazareth they came. Questioning open borders is terror. We can put Fox News, NBC News, all of them up there. We have the national strategy countering domestic terrorism, saying the number one threat is the American people. And then the left calls in saying, oh, no, Biden doesn't want that. He didn't mean any of that in his speech. He just was outside at night with red lights on and troops behind him. That's always a good sign, whether you're in Venezuela or Nazi Germany. Trying to gaslight us. You know, this John Bound report is so powerful. I'm going to hit it and race to your calls, but it's on Infowars.com. It's on Band.Video. And the left hopes this report doesn't get out. If we can put it back on screen, I'll give folks the headline. Dark Brandon speech of doom. Special report. So here he is in his own words.
Somewhere from a special place in hell, Saul Alinsky, forced to watch C-SPAN for eternity, is laughing.
I suppose, given a choice, I think I would pick hell.
Reveling in Joe Biden's textbook example of a speech utilizing every rule for radicals he could jam in.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Biden's address of doom arrogantly rattled on, knowingly ignoring the criminal double standard that the speech was perched upon like a gargoyle.
And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election.
He is an illegitimate president in my mind.
Could you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put in office because the Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president-elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this. President-elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
Do you believe Trump is illegitimate president?
What I believe is that there's no question that the outcome of this election was affected by the Russian interference.
And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness.
He has never done anything for not even one person that I know of. I never heard anybody say anything about him. And people want to talk about Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. Why is this man over there taking care of people at the border? We hungry. We need a place to stay. We feel like we're in a concentration camp.
After the country endured millions of dollars in damage and deaths due to the left's unchecked goading of violence.
And this is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
And you've got to be ready to throw a punch.
We have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
But I thought he should have punched him in the face.
I feel like punching him.
I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If you were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
It's just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies.
How many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about it. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
And as the senile placeholder for globalism was slowly helped away by his racist first lady, most Americans knew Joe Biden's speech would go down as one of, if not the darkest speech in American history by a sitting president of the United States. John Bound reporting.
Oh, no, the Democrats aren't setting anything up. They're so nice and so sweet. We heard those seminar callers that called in and told us so. Leo in Minnesota says you're a proud boy on the false flags coming. Go ahead.
Alex, Biden's speech is totally setting the groundwork for the globalist destruction of the West and America. Trump has came out, and now every conservative is on the list because of their support for Trump. Like I said, I'm a Proud Boy, so I supported Trump, but now I don't put it past him that he's not controlled opposition because he's not doing nothing now in the moment. The goal is to collapse the West, and once they collapse the West, then they can usher in a one-world order, they can depopulate the planet, they can merge with machines, and they can transcend into their next wave of humanity. And that's what the globalist ultimate agenda is. And we know what their ultimate agenda is because they admit it. It's in all their white papers, Alex. But you want to know what I got? I got the key to it all. And it's the Essenes, the Nazarenes, and their ancient teachings of ascension. If we can follow their goal of expanded consciousness beyond ordinary perception, to see beyond the veil, it will enable us access to divine realms. And this mystical path, it's mapped out and teachable. It's the Gnostic texts, which were hidden away from humanity. But now it's all here, Alex. And I'm
well,
so
I think that's what the professor was talking about last hour.
Exactly, exactly. But you see, we can't resort to violence. We can't meet their violence with violence because then we lose. The ultimate goal of ascension is to transcend violence, you know, to be at one with the universe, to be at one with the cosmos. But they're getting a off-world message from something, I don't know if it's more spiritual or if it's more alien, but what it is, it's a dark message telling them to kill off humanity. And if they follow that, we're going to go through this regardless. This is just our test that the cosmos and God is putting us through. We will make it past this. Right now we're a level zero, but we will transcend to a level one, two, and three type civilization, and we will merge with the stars. We will have life extension technology. We just have to see it through. We have to remain peaceful. We have to live in the way of Martin Luther King and all of the great founding fathers of this country. And we have
Leo,
to
I got to go, but America you're a beautiful caller. You're beautiful. What you're saying is totally true, and I love you. I love you, brother. All right, I'm sorry to Lee and Old Dude and AJ and Joan and Mike. We're out of time in 4 hours. Got to end it. Try to get everybody. If you want to get their names and numbers, John, when I do the show tomorrow, even though it's taped, we'll call these callers, these five callers. I'm up here at 9 to an interview, and then like at 11 we're doing tape interviews. We can call these callers at like noon or something, get them on, because I really respect them. And I appreciate them. And just because the Democrat seminar callers called in, because I don't care if somebody disagrees, but I can tell when it's staged, okay? Just because you called in, I had a goal not to plug today. But I need to be funded. We need to stay on air. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion selling out. 40% off. DNA Force Plus about to go off sale. 50% off. Ultimate Turmeric Formula. 40% off. Thank you all for your support. Thank you for keeping us on air. But whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and share that interview with the amazing Professor Desmond on the psychology of totalitarianism that we had on last hour. Love you all. Appreciate you. Owen Schroyer in 1 minute after break or 2 minutes after break. He takes over with the War Room. Tune in to Owen, 3 to 6 p.m., and share those links. It's a revolutionary act. Infowars.com/show and band.video. I want to thank the crew for another amazing job and all our guests and all our callers. I love you all. We will transcend.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.